With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Senate Bill 5172 would protect agriculture that until November was exempt from overtime pay requirements from being held liable for 3 years overtime pay retroactively. Washington Policy Center's Pam Lewison says that back pay would destroy many family farms.
I think really right now, the pervasive sense that I get is that mostly people are genuinely concerned about their ability to survive and their ability to continue to provide for their employees.
That's why now Lewison says it's more important than ever to let your legislators know exactly how you feel. And that goes for everyone, top to bottom.
If you have employees who are willing to have that conversation with a legislator, I think this is one of those instances when they're story is going to be far more persuasive than a farmer coming in and saying, look, this is my budget, this is my bottom line, and these are the facts of what's going to happen to my business.
Lewison says employers too, but the workers' concerns are key.
It's going to be better for their employee to come in and say, you are taking away the ability for me to feed my family.
So Lewison says find out who your representatives and senators are and let them know today. The unions behind these lawsuits represent just 1% of Washington ag workers. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.